to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome back. We are excited again this Monday morning to be back with you. We hope you have a great, great weekend and you are ready for another excellent week. And we're here to guide you through this week. And we're so happy that you tune in to join us. Pastor Di, how are you on this beautiful Monday morning?
I'm great. It is an awesome week, a new week that we're walking into. And we must remember each and every day to make our day count. We had an awesome teaching on last week about who am I, and this week we're moving into why am I here?
Oh, I'm excited about that. That's a question, and we're going to try this week to give you the answer to this question. Why am I here? Why am I in this earth? And I think not only us here as pastors ask this question and try to find the answer, but I believe all of us, whoever we are, wherever we are, we want to discover our purpose here on earth. So we're going to go right into the scripture to get some answer this morning. So if you're driving with us, that's great. Just tune along with us and hear what the Lord is saying to you and what the Lord is saying to me. Why am I here? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1. We want to go into Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. And I'm going to ask Pastor Di, if you find that to read, because it gives us a good understanding why we are here.
Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Isn't that awesome right there? God spoke to Jeremiah, and he want Jeremiah to get an understanding why he's on earth, why he's here. Go ahead, Pastor Di.
And Jeremiah, if you look into the beginning of the chapter, Jeremiah came from the lineage of priesthood, but he was called out to be a prophet, which are two different offices. The lineage of the priesthood, the priest brings the petitions of the people unto God, but the prophet is called to hear the word from heaven and to release it into the earth. So he was called out to do a new thing, even from the lineage of his family.
So God does not only have an assignment for the people in the Bible, but God has an assignment for all of us, and we need to discover our purpose here on earth. We need to know what is our mission. Why am I here? What is my mission? And I check out the word mission, because mission is very important to understand what mission means. And mission comes from the Latin word, which means sent. So each one of us here are sent by God in the earth realm to fulfill a purpose, a mission. So every one of us has something to do, and we have to find that purpose why we're here.
And we're sent for a set time. It's a set time. You arrived in the earth at a set time. It had to be at that time. And we know that from prophetic words, which were delivered in the Bible to women who were called barren. And they received prophetic words of what their children were going to be sent in the earth to do, even delivered names onto them before they were even conceived in the womb. But the word was for a set time.
And that's why God called remind Jeremiah. And last week we talked about the fact we discover that we didn't make ourselves. In Psalms 100, the Lord declares, he says, remember, it is he who made us. It is him who made us, and not we ourselves. And we are the sheep of his pasture. So God makes sure that we understand that we didn't come into the world by an accident. And we talked about that last week, that we are not an accident. We are purposefully made and sent into the world to perform a duty. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, we're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we would like for you to write these scriptures down. And what we're going to try to do is to get you the scripture before we comes on, so you can follow back, or tonight when you listen to the radio broadcast, you can go over, because we're back on at 8:30, and you might be at home now, so you can write this scripture down, because we get the answer to why we're here, not from my thoughts, but from the Word of God. So, Pastor, I want to read at 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21.
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
So we are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And point number one, why we are here, is the continuation of the work of Jesus Christ. We are here to continue the work of Jesus Christ. I want to say that out again very loudly, very clearly, so that we understand our purpose here. Someone might say, I don't know, what's my purpose? Am I to be a doctor? Am I to be a lawyer? Am I to be a teacher? Am I to be a carpenter? Am I to be a mechanic? And we fight with that. But let me tell you, make no mistake. We are sent here to continue the work of Jesus Christ on earth. And here we find it, and it's clear. And I want to go back over it so we have understanding of this, why we are here. We are here to fulfill the purpose and continue the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Di.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, Jesus himself commissions us, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So in order to make disciples, disciples are disciplined ones. And in order for us to do that, in order to carry out the mission that Jesus Christ assigned us to do in the earth realm, there must be submission, which means the coming up under Jesus's mission. And when we come up under his mission, we have the assurance and we have the authority and the resources that have already been given through Jesus Christ. When you work for a company, when you take on their mission and you represent them, you're working under their authority, their name. You're using their resources. Each day when you come into the office or each day you show up to work, you're usually using their resources and you're carrying their name. I am so-and-so. I work for this company. You're carrying their authority. So are we in the earth realm. We have the assurance and the authority and the resources of Jesus Christ to carry out our assignment in the earth realm.
Hallelujah. It is tremendous. Oh, my mission, your mission. The word mission, like I said, comes from the Latin word sending. And Jesus said, go ye therefore. Look at John 20 and verse 21, because we are sent. Every one of us are sent to carry out on the continuation of the work of Jesus Christ.
So John chapter 20, verse 21. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
There is no excuse. We are sent. We are sent to carry the Word of God in this earth realm. And that's why we declare, I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
Then when the first part he said, peace to you. Yeah. So when we're operating in what we were sent to do, there's peace. It's not always going to be easy each and every day. There's going to be opposition that comes against it. But you have peace in the knowing that you're doing the very thing that you were created to do. And if we continue to read on in verse 22, it says, "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit." So we have the fuel, we have the power to carry out the mission.
So this Monday morning, my mission and your mission is to fulfill the mandate of that the Lord God put upon his son, Jesus Christ. So we need to fulfill it. Jesus says, "I'm leaving, but now you continue to do what I did here." So we are to continue it. We're going to take a break, and we'll be coming right back. And when we come back, we will conclude the mission that we are here to do.
If you are new to the area, or you are looking for a place to worship, come visit with us at Celebration Tabernacle Church, 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Our Sunday service times are 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our children's ministry offers classes for ages 3 to 11 during both service times. At Celebration Tabernacle Church, you will encounter a room full of people such as yourself who want to worship God and hear a word to bring change to their life. You can also join us in our midweek worship service every Wednesday at 7 p.m. To learn more about Celebration Tabernacle Church, contact our administrative office at 321-638-0381 or visit our website at celebrationtabernaclechurch.com.
Welcome back. Oh, this is a great, I hope you really tune into this piece, because we are here to continue the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are sent to do it. We're not going on our own. We are going because he sent us. And we have the scriptural proof here this morning from John chapter 20 and verse 21, from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 through 20. And I'm going to give you one more scripture, and I know Pastor Dai has some scripture there herself. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1 says, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain."
Amen.
"For he say, in an acceptable time, I heard you, all in the day of salvation have helped you." And that's what, Pastor Dai, you opened us by saying, there's a set time.
Yes.
There's a set time. There is an absolutely set time to do what God called you to do.
Yes. And we are equipped. We must remember that we are equipped. And if you're lacking guidance, if you're lacking wisdom, James chapter 1, verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given unto him." So if we take it back to last week's teaching about the Apple products, if you don't understand something, if you're having trouble with it, you must bring it back to the creator, to the designer. So we want to encourage you on this morning, as you make your day count, to seek God for wisdom from above.
And look at this here, how powerful this truth is, man. It's so great to know that I am not going out there on my own. I have God divine backing as I go. I'm going with his backing. So the scripture has it. So let's go out and do something good today. Let's be awesome out there today.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.